3568. Hey, 3568. I have a, do you have a white male in his late 30s to 40s, wearing a black hat and shirt, on your bus right now toward the back?
No, I had a gentleman on my bus, that, wore a, black shirt, black hat, had a skateboard, and the minute he got on, it was, he was threatening to kill me, calling me all kinds of words. I just didn't engage with him whatsoever, and I just told him he got off at Washington. I told him it was my last stop.
All right, copy that. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, did somebody call?
Yeah, so another one of your passengers called 911 about it, and they called me because apparently they overheard the guy making threats to you. So I want to make sure you're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. I know what passenger called because he started saying inappropriate things to him, too. I let him off at Salmon, and he was really concerned. So I don't doubt that he called 911. But yeah, the guy is really aggressive. I did not engage because he would have hurt me, for sure. But he's carrying a skateboard. He's got tan pants, tan shoes. I'm sorry, blue jeans, tan shoes, backpack, black cap, black jacket, 30s, probably 5'8", maybe 170, 180. Very aggressive and angry, and asked about getting on other buses and so on and so forth.
All right, copy that. So go ahead and just call this stuff in right away. We don't want people on your bus that are threatening you. You don't need to put up with that at work, if that makes sense. You know, we want you to be safe out there. And, you know, I'm certainly glad you didn't engage with him. That was probably the best course of action for sure. But, you know, in the future, just call me and tell me. We can get a supervisor to meet up with you.
So I had my fans going up here. So I heard just one thing initially, and then I didn't hear the rest because he was literally in the back of the bus. So the passengers heard him more so than I did. And then I heard him once that passenger started to deboard, then he started in, and I turned my fans off, and then I could hear a little bit more. So, I mean, if I felt like my life was at risk, I would have definitely called you guys immediately. He's drunk, and he has a little bit of a limp, too. So just a heads up for other operators.
All right, copy that. And you said you let him off at Washington, is that right? 6th and Washington?
Yeah, 6th and Washington. He was asking about Max's or another bus, the 33. He asked about the 33, which is crazy. He probably got on the wrong. He needed to probably go to Oregon City, not come downtown. So he was on the wrong side of the street on McAdam.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. So, okay. Well, I'm glad you're doing okay. I might just have a supervisor just pop in with you and check in with you just to make sure, you know.